Hi, you have reached 845-802-0013. We can't get to the phone right now, but if you'll leave your name, your number, and a brief message, we'll get back with you as soon as we can. Thank you, and have a good day.
Hello, Mary. This is Philip Avery with Archtop Fiber again. I'm calling to let you know we're ready to get you scheduled in for your port forwarding of your phone number and your installation of your service.
So hello? If you can give...
Hi,
hello?
Mary. Mary,
yes.
Are you there? Hi.
Yes.
I think you started hearing the voicemail go off. I'm calling to let you know we're calling to get you scheduled in for your installation and your port forwarding of your phone number.
Okay.
So according to our what looks like is it's saying because of your number, we're going to be able to start getting your installation started as soon as next the 6th. But you did say, I remember that you stated that you would like to have this done on the 20th. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I have an appointment on the 6th, so I can't do that.
That's understandable.
And I don't know what other days you have available.
So we operate, general days of operation are Monday through Friday, but we do installation appointments on Saturdays as well.
Oh, okay.
So if you'd like to, we could go for the 7th, or we can wait until the 20th as you requested during our initial conversation.
Isn't there a time frame where, you know, like, it goes from Spectrum to you, you have to do something before,
so
was there 10 days or something, you said?
So we got that information in already, and it's stating in our information that it's on the 6th or after. So we've already started the process of getting that information from Spectrum. So we're getting that information. We haven't initiated the transfer of that phone number just yet. As soon as we get this submitted, it starts that transferring so that it happens on the same day your installation does.
Oh, okay. So actually, I could get it done next Saturday.
That is correct. Would you like to go for next Saturday?
Yeah, sure.
So looks like we have full open availability on Saturday. So we have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 12 p.m., a 1 p.m. or a 3 p.m.
You said that you had one at 10 a.m.?
That is correct. We do.
Okay, I'll take that one.
You'll take that one? All right. Just to make sure I'm going into the right account, Mary, can you verify a few bits of information for me? What is your service address?
118 Harding Avenue in Kingston, New York, zip code 12401.
Thank you much for that. What is the email address we have on file for you?
themans@hvc.rr.com.
Thank you much for that. And one more bit of information. What is the phone number we are porting in?
845-802-0013.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for verifying that information for me, Mary. Yes, I can definitely get you in at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 7th. Let me just get this information set up for you. So give me one moment.
You know, yesterday I got two emails from Archtop.
Oh.
One was, you know, like the welcoming thing, and the other one was to log in and see, you know, to go on there. I clicked and I got on there and it said what I was getting. But I never got one that says how to set up an account online for you.
Okay, I can very much help. I can help you with that as well, Mary, so don't worry about that. All right, let me just get this moment, get our porting over for the 7th as well. Just give me one moment, and I will hit a resubmit on that. Add a quick comment to our... Oh, that one didn't save. Sorry. I'm making sure this goes through just fine. And let me add a quick note to this. All right, that's saved. Close out of that. And let me go in here and I can very much help you get that account information set up. So I will activate it automatically for you. And
okay.
What I'll do is let me get this open real quick so I can, wrong one. We're gonna go here. And I will set a temporary password for you just so that we can get that access. So Do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yes, I do.
So I'm setting a temporary password for you of summer, capital S, lowercase u, M-M-E-R, 2024, with an exclamation at the end, as a temporary password. And you'll be able to use that to log in. It is set as a quote-unquote permanent password. So once you log in to your Archtop Fiber account using the same themans@hvc.rr.com email address, once you're there, on the side panel, you'll see a thing that says My Profile. Go ahead and click that. From there, you'll go to the Security Information tab, click Edit.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Oh, sorry.
Because I tried to do this yesterday.
Okay.
But I didn't have a password. But I tried to do this yesterday, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. So
all right.
Let me get back in here. I'm just bringing up my computer now.
No worries. Take your time, Mary. I'll stay on the line with you while you get this figured out.
Thank you. Oh, boy. I can't get online. I don't know what's going on.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
This is not the first time this has happened. I had this happen a couple weeks ago. I had to go down to Geek Squad, and I had a software glitch on my computer, but now I don't know what's going on. No internet. So
that's really weird. Yeah, another reason to switch to us from Spectrum. It's, you know, don't know how reliable their internet's going to be. Alrighty.
I'm going to try to restart it. If not, then I'll take the instructions that you're going to give me
already
on the phone.
No worries. Take your time, Mary. I'm here for you the entire way.
Okay, so it looks like it's going to be taking quite a while. So I would go to where?
So on archtopfiber, using the link to log in that you have in your email, you can still use that. You utilize the password I provided with you, the summer 2024.
But how do I get to the Archtop thing? What do I put in to get to that?
So all you need to do is go to archtopfiber.com.
Okay, hold on. Archtop Fiber, one word.
Yep.
.com.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then what?
So in the upper right-hand corner, you're going to see a button that says Login.
Okay.
From there, you'll utilize your email address, themans@hvc. That email address plus the password I provided for you to log in for right now.
Okay.
Once you are inside your account, you're going to go onto the Quick Links tab, which will be on a side panel on the right, and click My Profile.
Okay.
From there, you're going to see a couple of tabs. The topmost one is going to say Security Information. And there, go ahead and click the Edit button.
Okay.
And then it'll ask you to input your current password, the one I provided with you. And then it'll allow you to change your password to something more permanent that you know.
Okay. Will it give me the parameters for that?
It's a minimum of 8 characters, no extra special steps. It can be anything you want. I've had someone literally have it as 808, like 8 threes before. So there's no special parameters for that password. Though for network security, because this is a standard network thing, it is advised to have at least one capital letter, one lowercase letter, one number, and one special character.
One capital, one lower, one number, and special character.
And that special characters usually are going to be stuff like a question mark, exclamation mark, the money sign, an ampersand, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So standard password procedure, right?
Okay.
But from there, you should be good to go, and you'll have access to your online account at any time you'd like.
Okie doke.
All right, Mary, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I'm just, I just got logged out. I don't know what happened. So let me see if I can do that before you hang up.
Okay? Oh, take your time. I'm right here with you.
Okay, so, should I go to I just got the email, Archtop Fiber Support. Should I click on that or just go to the archtopfiber.com?
You can go directly to archtopfiber.com.
Okay. Hold on. Okay. Okay, upper right says sign in.
Yep.
Okay, it came to the next page, and it says on the top,
so you
my
should
profile.
Yep, all you need to do is click on my profile.
Okay. Okay, my profile. Where does it say security?
So from the My Profile tab, you're going to see at the very top it says security information.
Yes. Okay, I see
so,
that.
And then, all you have to do is click edit.
Okay, so I'm going to put the password in that you gave me and then my new one.
That is correct, and then you're good to go.
Okay. Let's see what you gave me here again. What is it? It says use two-factor authentication.
You don't need to click that. You can just leave that one unchecked and blank.
Okay. Your security options have been saved successfully.
There you go.
Okay.
And you are good to go for your for your password for your e-care.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your support.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Mary. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I just I looked in the back of my TV, and there's nothing in the back of it. It's supposed to be a smart TV because I remember setting it up when I bought it
mm-hmm.
2 years ago, and it looks like everything is on the bottom. All the connections must be on the bottom of the TV that I can't see. I can't see from looking at it. The Samsung
no,
TV.
I understand. No worries there. If you do need help, something like that, since you said you have a subscription or kind of like a contract deal with Geek Squad, they should be able to help with that as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome, Mary. Well, if there's nothing else, thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer, and we look forward to getting your service installed next Saturday.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good, wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.